Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
That's the wrong button. I pressed two of them. Sorry, y'all. Welcome to Rocks Talks. My name is Roxanne Wilson. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. Today is the 3rd of April, and we've got a lot of great things to talk about. Now, YouTubers, if you see me looking up, it's because, well, I've got the talk up there. And the talk, if you see me looking down, it's because the YouTube is down here. I do want to remind you. Oh my gosh. So here's, I'm just laughing at some of the comments. Hey, here's the thing, y'all. This is your coffee talk time. It's talking about things that are going on in pop culture. You don't have to know what's going on, Sue Dog Mom, because I will let you know the things. But if there's something you see or you have a question about, you want to update on, you let me know. Also of note, I should just say that Rocks Talk Show is my name on YouTube and on TikTok, so you can go to both places. This is what we're talking about today. We're going to start at the top. But again, if you want to pop something in the chat and you're like, we got to talk about XYZ, we'll talk about that as well too. We're going to talk about the workplace, because the workplace is a change is coming, and it's quite interesting. We're also going to talk about Lizzo quitting, not knowing what she's doing, just wanting attention, you know. We will touch base on, we'll give some accolades to Taylor Swift. And also, last but not least, we got to talk about this Diddy thing, because it just is, it's not even a gift. It's just a what is going on. We will find out soon enough. So let's start at the top. If you are a 9-to-5 or if you have a full-time job, you might be interested to know that there's some talk about some things changing. First of all, and of course, when it comes to like workplace quality, it usually typically starts in California. Let's be real. California is looking to separate the work and the personal life by actually fining companies who contact, by Sue Dog Mom, good to see you, I'll see you next time, who actually who actually reach out to their employees after work hours. So if you get a call or a text message from your boss and you're off the clock, they would fine the boss. Unless you're in a job where that doesn't make sense or it's stated or there's an emergency. I kind of love this because it's reminding employers that, listen, hey, you don't own me. You don't own me. Right? We've gotten to a place in time where work and your personal life are like this, intertwined. And I'm going to tell you, I think that if you look at some of the issues that are happening in people's personal lives, whether it's their relationships with their kids or with their spouses or their partners or just their own happiness, a lot of it is due to work stress. So if this could eliminate the stress, if you knew, okay, when I say goodbye, it's quitting time, back like the Flintstones, right, in the credits, and it's over, what would that do for the quality of life? I think it would improve it. So I love this. I also think that employers are like, have their backs against the wall ever since the great lockdown. And I call it a lockdown because I lived in California during the lockdown and it was a lockdown. They're realizing, because employees are realizing, wait a moment, I'm worth more. Wait a moment. I don't need to be in an office to be efficient. Wait a moment. I can do other things, that employers are really going to have to figure out how to value them. Now, we do have this balance of maybe employers are like, I think I'll just get AI to do it. Hoping that's not the case. But I think it does cause some things. And I think when you think about also the fact that some companies are trying to get and force by, like really force or threaten their employees back into the actual space of an office, because they have all these, they're spending money on the real estate, let's be real. It's going to be an interesting juxtaposition. Now, the other thing that's going on in the workplace right now is that Congress, actually Bernie Sanders, proposed a bill. We'll see if it passes or not. It probably won't. Instilling a 4-day work week. Now, I say it probably won't because it's the first time. It doesn't mean it won't eventually. So that instead of working Monday through Friday, you would work for 4 days a week. How do you feel about that? I think it would be nice, as long as you're not using that to, like, we're going to have AI do it or robots. I'm not a big fan of all that robot-y thing. They're taking us over, so let's just slow down the process. But other than that, how interesting would it be if you could have 3 days off? It would make the Sunday scaries even more scary. Let's be real. You'd be like, oh my gosh, I forgot how to do that thing. But it could be very wonderful. My husband, when he heard that, he's like, yes, that'd be awesome. It means you could travel more. It means you could really have a full day of release. I think that that second day would be like, oh, your Saturday would become a Sunday. Could be nice. Could be nice. I'm not mad at it. I think we're realizing we can be a lot more efficient. On average, they say the people, when they're working like a 9 to 5, 3 of those hours are productive. The rest of the hours are just fluff. So why are we doing that? I wonder if you're like, okay, you have 3 hours to get it done. Would you be better about getting it done? You might be. Okay. Next thing on the list is Lizzo. Hold me. Let me get this. Nope. That's not it. She's not a joke. No, there's a wah, wah, wah. Nope. Sorry, those of you on the tube, you're not hearing my little noises, but Lizzo gets a big wah, 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 and here's why. We know Lizzo came out, you know, body positivity. I know I don't look like everyone else, but man, I can sing and here's my thing, and we were loving it. Then in the fall, she had some allegations against her. There's still lawsuits going on. Hold on 1 second. The TikTok one wants me to do a little puzzle thing to share to prove that I'm a person. Okay, so then they had this whole thing going on where literally her dancers were saying she was abusing them in different ways. There were lawsuits. And as a result, I don't want to say she was canceled, but she was quieted. So last week, she headlined a big fundraiser and then came out the next day and said, I quit. I'm out of here, y'all. I am tired of y'all body shaming me. I quit, I quit, I quit. Okay. Now, when I first saw that, I'm like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm not sure what's going on. She then, because here's the thing, revisionist history at its worst. If people are body shaming her, that is totally terrible. But that's not the reason she got quieted. She got quieted because there are allegations and lawsuits of her abusing her people. Those are two different things. This is not like, oh my gosh, I'm just doing my thing and people are being mean to me on social media. No, there's allegations that you've not responded to. That was the issue. And she like forgot that. So then she comes out this week. And what does she say? Hey, you know that? You know when I said I was quitting? I didn't mean it. I didn't mean that I was quitting music. I meant that I was actually quitting negativity. I'm sorry, what? Does that mean you're gonna be nicer to your dancers? Like, what does that mean? And why did you waste our time putting it out there? It seems to me like she's just looking for attention. I said it. I believe it. She's not getting to the crux stuff. Like, are we working on you? Because either you were mean to your, and you did assault your dancers, or you didn't. But either way, you're being misconstrued. So get your life together. None of that. She's just no more negativity. But of course, she's still gonna make music. That's how she makes her money. I'm Lizzo. Lizzo needs to just make some music then. Do that. But don't start like whoever she's hired as her PR, they're not doing it. It's not working. Find a new. Mm-mm. Find a new. All right. Next thing on the block. Before we go to Diddy, I just want to say congratulations. Nope. Yeah. Congratulations are in order to Taylor Swift. She's officially a billionaire. She is now worth $1.1 billion officially. And what's interesting about that is when it comes to the celebrities on the billionaire list, and there's 2,780 people on the list, 14 of those happen to be celebrities. When it comes to celebrities, she is the only one who has made her billions only on music and performances, songwriting, singing, having concerts, and anything around that. That's where she's made her music. The other celebrities who are musicians have made it in other ways. Like, for example, Jay-Z does a lot. He has a lot of investments in different companies. Let's not forget, what's her name? Rihanna. She's got Fenty Beauty. Her billions have come from other places. Saja, thank you so much for the likes. That helped us get out to more people. I appreciate you. So it's interesting to see all that. So she, congrats to her. She's on that list. By the way, the person who makes the most, like the number one billionaire, is Bernard Arnault. He's $233 billion is what he's worth. Taylor's worth 1.1. It just reminds us you do not have to be a celebrity to be a billionaire. And it also is a reminder that even when you're like, I'm a billionaire, there's always someone that's doing better than you. So let's find a way. I love the idea of finding a way of being content where you are, but also wanting more. That's a good space to be in. And last but not least today, do we dare? We're going to talk about Diddy. Lots going on with Diddy, and it's not looking pretty See what I did either. Okay. No, but seriously, it doesn't look good. Two things that I just want to point out that I think are of interest when you think about Diddy and what's going on. Number one is this. When you look at R. Kelly and you look at Cosby, people knew and were saying things and people were ignoring them beforehand. If you look back, Cat Williams and others have been saying things about Diddy for a while. So it's got to make you wonder. The second thing is this. Diddy knows a lot of people in the entertainment industry. Not one of them has gone out on the record and said anything good about him. Why aren't they talking? Their silence is deafening. I'm just saying. There it is. Okay. I'm just going to leave that there where it is. Before we say goodbye to the tube, I just want to say a couple other things too. Today's a fun day. So today I am doing my two workshops. I'm doing a lead gen workshop, and I'm also doing a TikTok how to grow your followers to 500 workshop, which PSM, by the way, if you're on TikTok, join me at 4 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to do a room like this, but it's going to be all about explaining what all the little bells and whistles of this gamification happen to be to help you all kind of figure that out and then show you how to grow. So I'm going to be bringing my clients on, and you are more than welcome to join us in the room if you like at that time. I'd love for you to meet them and for you to answer any questions that you might have about that. So that's happening. Also for everyone, I'm really adamant about this, y'all. I love getting to know you on the tube. I love getting to know you on the TikTok. But if for some reason we lost those things, if the government took them away from us, or if they're down for some reason cyber-wise, how are you going to be in connection with each other? Do you have a plan in place? Might I remind you that email is the way to go. Think about it as social media is where you meet people. It's like you meet them at the bar, but then you got to get their digits so you can get to know them better and you can see them outside of the bar. That is getting an email list. That's what it's all about. And that's good for you whether you have an aspiration to have a brand, whether you do have a brand, if you're a content creator, an affiliate marketer, if you are if you have a side hustle, it's important to have an email list. But I believe, and I've been telling my clients this forever, like rather than just telling them that they need to do this, I like to help them along the way. And that is why I have actually a year's worth of templates that actually not only speed up the process of you getting to know your clients and your clients getting to know your future clients getting to them getting to know you, but also speeds up the process of them starting to spend money with you. So what I thought I'd do for April is give those to you for free. If you're on the tube, it's in the captions. Click on that link. You get April. You get April's, not all of them, but you get the month of April's for free. And if you are on the talk, you can see right there, just click on my profile and then tap on that LINK and you can get those. Really beneficial. So I want to let you know those are out there for you. Take advantage of those. And yeah, there it is. So my friends on the tube, I'm going to say goodbye. On the talk, I'm going to say goodbye in just 1 second as well too. But thank you for being here with me. I will see you tomorrow. And as always, go be great. Bye, everybody. Not you. You're still there. Hold on. I'm coming to you. All right, y'all. Thank you.